Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, this is George calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard, alright?
Hello, George, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. So this is a verification call that did you authorize any sort of transaction to OTC this morning?
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Like, did you authorize any sort of an overseas payment this morning? Yes.
Did we authorize the payment?
To overseas? This morning? Or
yes.
Yesterday? Yes.
Who was it for?
It's for the medical donation. Alright? And it's been transferred to California. Have you got any friends or family out there? Like,
no, I'm sorry. No, I just don't quite understand what you're saying, George.
So this morning, someone got an access of your internet banking from somewhere in California, and they tried to purchase some gift vouchers over the internet. So, like, do you have a friend or family out there in California who can have an access of your internet banking?
No, I don't believe so.
And did you share out your, like, card details on your nearest grocery shop or any online website?
No.
So the thing is that someone is using your information and they are purchasing all the gift vouchers by using your email and your personal information, like your name, right? So no need to worry, because as this was the overseas payment transaction, so we haven't received a single penny from your account, and we kept all the transaction on a hold. Okay?
Okay. How much is it for?
The exact amount was $799, alright? And sir, like, can you tell me, when was the last time you accessed your internet banking? Like,
that hasn't happened.
I beg your pardon?
No, that hasn't happened.
It's been a while that you haven't, like, logged into internet banking, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
All right, not an issue. And, can you, do you have any unwanted application on your device that is, like, harmful for your device? Like eBay, Amazon, or anything up there?
No, don't have anything to do with them.
Alright, not any issue then. And sir, can you tell me, like, did you try to connect your personal device, like your phone, with a free or a public Wi-Fi?
Yes. Sorry,
like, did you connect your personal device, your mobile, with a free or a public Wi-Fi whenever you go outside?
No.
That's why some people, they are stealing your information over the internet, okay? So, no need to worry. I'm just connecting your call to the banking head server. From there, we will show you all the payment requests which we received from your account, so you don't end up losing your funds, right?
Okay, thank you very much.
Just hold the line for a couple of seconds. I'm just transferring this call to the banking head server, all right?
Okay.
Just hold the line. Don't go anywhere. Okay, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, sir. Myself, David Mitchell, and I'm the Senior Security Officer from the OICSC, the Australian Cyber Security Center. And the call has been get transferred to me, okay?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding anything you're saying, mate.
Okay, myself, David. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm the senior security officer, and the call has been transferred to me, okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, sir, this morning we have detected illegally somebody has tried to use your funds, and they have ordered some iTunes Apple gift cards. So, are you sending any funds to anyone in overseas?
No.
And apart from you, like someone also uses your accounts, your cards, or have got any of your details, or you are the only authorized person, right?
We haven't done that.
That's the reason, sir, you are getting this call. We are the security people. We have got an investigation file to find out whether this transaction is legitimate or it's a fraud. Okay?
Yeah.
And did you remember, like, have you received any messages, any email about any purchase or any payment coming out from your account today?
No.
All right. Because still behind you, there is someone who has tried to use your information and illegally they have made a purchase, okay?
They've made a purchase?
Yeah, they try to order some iTunes, Apple gift card online, okay?
Yeah, okay, that's not us.
That's the reason, sir, you are getting this call, because we also believe that you are not those people who try, who are using this amount, but somebody has got access of your information. So do you remember, have you gave out any of your details to someone recently?
No.
Okay. And you got a mobile phone with you, like you use it for your banking, you order something, you pay your bills, right?
No, we don't.
You have never done that. All right. Not an issue, sir. Because we can see you have never used any source of your information over the internet. You never go through online, right?
That's right.
All right. Because, sir, those people, whoever are getting involved in this, they have used a different country IP address. They have tried to get access on your network and they have used your information to make all this sort of purchase behind you. So we are just ringing you up so that we can sort out this issue for you and make you cancel up and block this transaction, okay? All right. So, do you got any of your card and you received messages on your mobile phone?
Received anything on what?
On your mobile, you got a message. You do receive messages about any purchase or any payment on your phone, on your mobile number?
Let me just check that one moment.
4480. This is the mobile number. You got any messages about any credit or any debit before? Not today, but before. Recently.
No, I got a catch you off just a moment.
Okay. And you got any cards with you, sir? Any of your banking cards? We don't want any of your details to read out. We are just asking you for a confirmation whether you have displaced it.
No, there's no readability messages or whatever.
Okay. Now, the mobile phone which you got, is it an Android phone or is it an Apple? Is it a big phone, a smartphone, or is it an ordinary phone?
No, it's not a smartphone.
It's an ordinary, Telstra phone, right?
I'm sorry?
It's a simple phone. It's an ordinary phone, sir. Yeah. You got a keypad mobile. It's not a smartphone, right?
That's right.
Okay. Because, sir, we have detected from a different IP address some people try to misuse your information today, right? And we are not sure how it could be possible for them that they are using your information, right?
Yeah.
So, what sort of information have you got?
They have you. We got your name, your numbers, each and everything, sir. But we are not allowing you to read out because, sir, this is a recorded line, and we are also not allowed to ask you any of your details, right?
Yes.
I'm not prepared to do
that. Beg your pardon?
What do you want us to do from here?
So we need to block your cards. The card that you got currently, we need to cancel that card and provide you a new card, okay?
Okay. Whereabouts are you ringing from?
I'm calling you from the Melbourne, 800 Bourke Street, Melbourne, Victoria, the Visa MasterCard Security, Australian Cyber Center.
Uh-huh. So you've got my Visa card number, is that right?
Definitely, sir.
Okay. and you want this card, you want us to contact the bank and stop.
No, we will help you to we will help you to block those payments right now. Okay.
No, I think we might go to the bank tomorrow and stop it.
All right, not an issue. But I need to warn you, if any money get missing out from your account, if you have got the call for the cancellation, this was a call for a verification to cancel those payments, and if you are not able to do anything over the recorded lines, if any money got missing out, any funds got missing out from your account, you will be only eligible for the losses. Have a nice day. Lovely talking to you, Mr. Huawei.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
All right. Sure, yeah. But you need to know that any money get missing out, you will not getting any refund, sir, because you have already get a call for the cancellation.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So you want to lose the funds? All right, not an issue.
No, I don't. But anyway,
thank you very much.
All right.
Bye.
I don't know, but I'm sure that you can put a hold on an account. I don't know about that fella.
No. This is what you do.
Hmm?
Raise your eyes.
The same.
I can raise your eyes.
Raise my iPad. I'll get it. It's probably in your bedroom.
Put that on. That's basically where we know where it is. Too many bloody cards here too.